Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello! Jennifer!
Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer has entered the building.
Yep. Hey.
I love how you guys all said the same thing.
Vlad.
What did you have?
T.S.
Oh, you had it with a watermelon.
Travel sours.
That's what you call it, travel.
I'm going to tell you something, dude. You better be brushing the holy hell out of your teeth.
Oh, it's sticky. Oh, yeah. It's sticky and gummy.
You better be having the water picker going on there.
In your bathroom. Let's specify where.
Dude, I almost drowned the last time I used a...
That one, especially if you miss your teeth and you hit that little throat button in the back of your throat.
What do we have for today?
The uvula. Is that what it's called? The uvula?
I don't know what the hell that's called. But...
What
do you got today, Leroy, Jennifer, what do you have today for Rats
I
Off
ain't
a
got
Ship?
Nothing.
What do you got, Jennifer?
Words. Okay, Leroy, let us know.
He first... threw me off with uvula.
That's what it's called, the uvula or uvula.
Hey, let's move on.
Okay, first we have a new Mummy movie coming out. Apparently,
Brendan Fraser?
He signed off on the fourth Mummy movie.
Really? Is The Rock going to be in it?
I'm not sure.
I'm rats off a ship. I got no use for the Mummy. I saw the first one. I don't think I saw Scorpion King.
Yeah,
I saw the one with the chick with the two eyes.
Yeah.
That was one with Tom Cruise. She's been in a lot of movies.
Wait. What? The Mummy?
I actually found out Tom Cruise was in a movie yesterday. Literally yesterday.
No, I saw the other girl, the girl that was the Mummy in that movie. With the two eyes. She had like two eyes in each eyeball.
Is that the one that was trying to bring back her boyfriend in the Mummy?
No, that's a different one.
I mean, I'm happy that Brendan Fraser is like back in the fold, you know.
He's old now, isn't he, man? He's like,
Is he like Mummy Sensei? Like, what is he?
Brendan Fraser was only mummified. Like, that was the role he had. And then he started doing some like, you know, good like, I don't want to say indie movies, but like serious acting roles. And I think he might have got nominated for an Oscar.
I tried watching that whale. Couldn't get through it.
Whale
not
movie.
Because not because it wasn't good. It was a little gross.
But he got a lot of love and a lot of respect
for that
movie.
He's done The Mummy. Who did the, not the Indiana Jones, but the other one, the like Indiana Jones Museum. No, that was.
You're talking about National Treasure? You're talking about Nick Cage and National Treasure?
National Treasure?
Nicolas Cage. But it's the same stuff, type of movie.
Nah, not really.
Adventure for Artifacts?
Yeah,
like, Journey to the Center of the Earth?
He did that, yeah.
Schmeathen. Tobin turned off the whale because it was like looking in a mirror.
Jeez.
That's so mean.
That was wrong. You see, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, he really is. He's like Billy Wagner. He just keeps pumping 100 right there on the black, you know?
Encino Man.
But I'm rats off a ship. I don't really, I can't say a fourth Mummy will get me in shit. I don't think I saw Mummy 3.
Rats off a ship.
Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship. Like, it's a Mummy, dude. Now,
Rats off a ship.
The one thing that I am terrified about is I've entered a verbal agreement with my daughter that she's going to go with me to see Predator.
Oh, there's a new Predator?
Yes.
Predator Badland. Yeah. It looked crazy.
Ooh.
It's like humans going to their country and humans going to their country and hunting them down.
There's two old Arnold Schwarzenegger movies coming out.
Is he in it?
I don't know if he's in it, no, but no, Running Man and Predator are being remade or have been remade.
Interesting.
And then for her doing that, guess what I have to go see?
What?
Oh, no.
Wicked.
Oh,
that's
dude.
That's not bad.
Wow. Have you seen the first one?
I'm so sorry. I didn't like the first one.
Haven't seen the first one.
Well, I just saw the worst movie of the weekend, Regretting You. It was terrible. Oh,
my God. Wait, regretting who?
Terrible in what sense?
You went with the wife, didn't
you? Talking about like a pork chop sandwich?
Did you go with the wife? Or
yeah,
did you...
No, I got dragged by the wife. Yeah, okay. She wanted to see the movie. So, Regretting You is a terrible movie, okay? It is about a pair of married couples that were high school friends, okay? One of the couple, and it's sisters, and then there's a husband, and then there's a boyfriend love interest. They've all been friends since high school. And
have
it
they
starts
all
off
around each other?
Well, it starts off the first scene is the wife, she's looking at her husband, go off with the sister, a little too friendly at the beer pong table, if you ask me. We fast forward 17 years later. She reveals she's pregnant. So the husband and the wife, they get married, obviously. They raise the kid 17 years old. And the sister, she ends up with the nerdy boyfriend. They rekindle, and they end up having a young kid. Well, spoiler alert. For anybody
somebody's
wants...
kid ain't theirs.
Technically, it's not a spoiler alert.
Somebody's
an
uncle
You're
that should be a father? Or somebody's an aunt that should be a...
Well, I'll spoil... Yeah, that's why I'm saying spoiler, Jennifer, because I'm going to spoil the movie because it was terrible. I'm going to save you time. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have to go see it with your significant other, then you might want to turn off the radio. The sister and the husband die in a car accident together because they were hooking up.
See, this is what I hate about those movies. So, like, they're having an affair, and then they die. So the person who got cheated on has to feel the guilt of losing the person that they love, but yet the person that they love was also cheating.
Right.
The family
she lost a sister
and a husband
in one car crash.
And because they were fornicating with each other.
Right. Well, I don't know if that's why they died, but that was the insistence. So then the boyfriend, who was
the nerd boy,
going to marry the sister.
Nerd boy?
But he was always in love with the wife. The whole time. So he was kind of glad that they died, it seems like.
Leroy.
Because he got to slide right in there.
Leroy.
So he got in there
together.
He got in there with the grief hookup.
I know what you're going to say, Vlad. This is more intangible stuff.
Let me guess. Was there any non-intangible in this movie that was in the, you know, main supporting actor? Mm-mm. No. Probably a doctor that said, yes, your wife passed away. This is so intangible.
No.
This is only intangible.
Mm-hmm.
It was really
You know
bad.
What the black version of that is? Why did I get married?
The lead of this movie is also the girl from Megan.
What's the Think Like a Man? That's the movie. That's the movie.
It was a terrible movie. And I'm just like, a little too fast to move on from the grief for me. It was always you.
It was, oh, man. She hit you with the always.
Wait, but isn't this story also around the kid?
Hey, when that happened, Dee had a tissue. She was going, this is so romantic.
And you know they're going to talk about it in whatever lady meet group session they have, coffee house.
She hated it. She thought it was stupid, too, thankfully. But yeah, it was a dumb movie. It was a dumb
movie. If she didn't think it was stupid, you wouldn't be saying it was stupid.
No, I would. I would have just said it for the radio show. I wouldn't have told her.
So you watched the whole movie? At some point, you guys just got up and left.
No, I stuck through it. I stuck through it because I was like, oh, I want to see. Like, it would be realistic if they didn't end up together. But because the wife and the boyfriend, who was kind of now happy that his ex-fiance or dead fiance is gone, now they're all
Which
good.
Was also her sister.
Right. Right.
Okay. My question again.
Yep.
Isn't this also a story that goes around the kids? Or like at least the girl?
Yeah, but only because she's trying to see the only part that's a tough mother daughter relationship that, you know, your classic, I hate you, mom. The only thing is the mom kept the reason the dad died from her a secret, which is a good by the mom. She was trying to, like, really, hey, your dad was a real pig. He was giving memory. It to my sister, and that's
aunt.
Why they died.
your aunt.
Yeah. So she kept that from him, and then at the end, she's like, because she, oh, this is what happened. Spoiler alert.
Oh, this gets better.
The daughter.
The movie was garbage because he bringing up bits and pieces of it, like his memory.
The daughter.
Like, oh, oh.
Well, she hates the mom. You're the worst mom. She's always grounded, right? And then she wants to. The daughter is got a boyfriend who's on the. You know, he's one of those bad boys, you know? Classic
quote,
teen
unquote.
Movie, right? She walks in because the boyfriend and the wife now are
hooking up,
sparking a love interest, but she doesn't know any of the backstory. She doesn't know that her father was a dirty cheat. She doesn't know any of this. So she just walks in on the mom making out with the boyfriend. And so she thinks that her mom is just moving on from dad with no backstory. So then she has to tell him the truth.
But still, if you're moving on from your dad, you shouldn't be moving on with her boyfriend.
You shouldn't, but I give her a pass because her husband and sister.
This movie is called Regretting You.
Her husband and sister, you could understand why she'd make some confused decisions. I give her a pass. Anyway, I regret seeing that movie.
You regret seeing the movie.
let me tell you. That's more intangible
stuff
right
there. That is so intangible, bro.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It don't get no more
Nobody in my life. That I've been involved with, or my parents, or anything that would be.
Now, listen, I've been to weddings, right, where an ex, the divorced couple are there, and one might bring their new significant other, and the other one's still not over the fact that they're divorced, so they might be a little, melee, a little freakish, but. So that's always good because you got alcohol and you got food and somebody ruining somebody's big day because they decided to take their own personal pain, to task. But this is a little crazy.
It was crazy.
Like, this is like too many people. It's almost
too much.
It's a little much. It's a little much.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was. Anyway, that ruined Rats Off a Ship. I apologize.
I mean, I think we're all rats off a ship on this.
By the way,
I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Uvula is a thing.
Please.
I just don't think you're.
I don't like the
right.
word though. Please, I just don't like it.
Hey, wait. The uvula is a small conic projection that hangs from the back edge of the soft palate in the human throat.
Stop.
It is composed of a connective tissue.
Stop.
Right, muscle
it,
fiber.
We get you know it. Anatomy. We get good it. For you. Leroy, we get it. Okay. I'm just saying, let's just get away from that word.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.